It's Grand Old Opry time.
Howdy, all your friends and neighbors.
Right through the jungle on the Wabash Cannonball.
That's right. It's Backstage with Banterra. More than a bank, Banterra, your partners for life. Learn more at Banterra.com. It's an opportunity to head on down to the Grand Ole Opry and talk with my friend Opry Dan, who, man, last night, a lot of great things going on. Dustin Lynch, a member of the Grand Ole Opry. Good morning, brother.
Greetings, brother. How are we?
I am wonderful, and wow, what an exciting night last night for Dustin Lynch becoming an Opry member.
You are correct, sir. He's been showing up here since 2012 when he made his Opry debut, singing Cowboys and Angels for his grandpa and grandma. And, you know, Dustin's mom and dad, I believe this is the case, that they have not missed a single Opry performance from their son. So, of course, they were on hand last night, and it was just a big fun with his friends, family, and some of his fans, of course, are big Dustin Lynch fans. And that includes a big surprise we had last night, which was Reba McEntire coming to celebrate with him and officially welcome him into the Opry family.
Talk about surprise shock right there. How many surprise things like that have you seen for inductions or whatever, Opry Dan?
Of course, we love to surprise artists with an invitation to play or to join the Grand Ole Opry, but every once in a while, the induction itself is a surprise. In Dustin's case, to him, he didn't know that Reba was going to be here to do that, and they've had kind of a mutual admiration society for basically since he came on the scene. So I think he probably may have hoped that she would have been here, but wasn't sure that was going to be the case. Chris Jansen surprised everybody when he had Garth Brooks was the person who came and inducted him in March, and Chris knew that was happening, but the audience didn't. So anytime you're sitting in the Grand Ole Opry and Garth Brooks walks on stage, it's a good night and a big surprise.
One more thing here. I'm looking at a birthday coming up here. 93 coming up for the Opry, right?
93rd birthday, and we love to celebrate the birthday not only with some of our biggest artists. We have the great Charlie Pride coming this year to celebrate, and Trace Adkins will be here, Terry Clark, Old Crow Medicine Show, a lot of good stuff. But we also love to celebrate with the Opry's biggest fans. So we'll do tours all day. We'll have food trucks in the Opry Plaza that Saturday, and it's a short drive from Southern Illinois. It really feels kind of like a good old festival like I grew up going to, with lots of free music in the plaza. You can come and just put your camp chair or lawn chair right in front of the stage and sit and listen to really some of the greatest music out of Nashville for free in the plaza all day long on that Saturday of our Opry birthday. And of course, packages available and all that sort of thing. But that is Saturday, October 13th. So come see us for that.
Mark it on your calendar right there. Dan Rogers is my guest, as always, for Backstage with Banterra. Hey, brother, have a wonderful day today, and I'll see you for some fried pickles.
Pickles.
Yeah!
That's about all for now, but we'll be back again next week with another Grand Old Opry.
It's Backstage with Banterra. More than a bank, Banterra, your partners for life. Learn more at Banterra.com.